Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Real talk. Real talk. Talk Radio Show.
It's 7 o'clock here. Tampa coming to you live. It's your hip hop informer, your man TM Hyman. You are in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. The Bucks, those damn Bucks. Off to a not-so-good start preseason yesterday. The Bucks versus Miami. The Dolphins 10, the Bucks 7. See, I'm not really feeling this already. You know, I'll be sitting out there. I'm a season ticket holder, my friends, and I'll be sitting out there on the field. I'm thinking about selling these damn tickets before the season even gets started. Again, you in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live, talking about those Bucks 7 to the Dolphins 10 yesterday. The rain and the mud made it a little sticky. But, folks, good show tonight. Get ready for some interesting conversation. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Can't find Mr. or Miss Wright? Could you be the problem? Uh-huh. Can't find Miss or Mr. Wright tonight? Mr. or Miss Wright tonight? How much of the issue could you be contributing? Let's talk about it. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. This is new music from O.D. Miller. It's called Soulful. TM Hyman Radio Live.
Hey, what's up, man? Good look on this, man. I mean, this is home. Lupe, Hyman, Kanye. She got me a Ray Charles, man. This OBC, man. No need for introduction. Shit. Let's get into it, man. I'm going to take that on a soulful journey. Hey, let's go. Hey, let's go. Hey, let's go.
As I clear my mind and relax my thoughts, and my head in the clouds and the stars they spark. So deep in the space in my S-class, paparazzi take a picture like click, click, flash. It goes, click 'em up, flash, click 'em up, flash, click 'em up, take flight, watch me dash. It goes, click 'em up, flash, click 'em up, flash, click 'em up, take flight, watch me dash. Floating through the galaxy, the free state of mind, that's the route I must take in this current rate of prime. Tell us about a penny, you're a currency, a dime. Turn a T-stress free, I'ma be just fine. Yes. The clip of Mac 11, no. Non-stop journey till I reach the heavens. Reaching to the top, not looking for the bottom. No. Mad cause I got faith, yes I got them. Won't cast the first stone, but I must rock them. Feel them in my body, feel them in my soul. So worth more than diamond, I'm worth more than gold. Gold. Nice card deck, won't allow me to fold. No. Just keep on playing in this game called life. A lot of ups and downs, five stricken with the strike. Hey. Gotta keep moving, keep on doing. Whatever you do, just keep on pursuing. As shit. I clip my mind and relax my thoughts, and my head in the clouds and the stars they spark. So deep in the space in my S-class, paparazzi take a picture like click, click, flash. It goes, click 'em up, flash, click 'em up, flash, click 'em up, take flight, watch me dash. It goes, click 'em up, flash, click 'em up, flash, click 'em up, take flight, watch me dash. Now get your grind on, get your shine on, but look over your shoulder, cause the devil a blind hole. Now get your grind on, get your shine on, but look over your shoulder, cause the devil a blind hole. Listen up to the words, nouns, and the verbs. I'ma lead by example, watch and observe. No, I'm not perfect, nor try to be, but I won't accept fake, take no bribery. Just to receive a few wishes. It's so ambitious. It's so repetitious. If I ever fall weak, Lord, wash me like some dishes. Put me on my feet, walk the earth with the meat. Until the day you wake me up from a deep sleep. Put me on my feet, earth with the meat. Until the day you wake me up from a deep sleep. As I clip my mind and relax my thoughts, and my head in the clouds and the stars they spark. So deep in the space in my S-class, paparazzi take a picture like click, click, flash. It goes, click 'em up, flash, click 'em up, flash, click 'em up, take flight, watch me dash. It goes, click 'em up, flash, click 'em up, flash, click 'em up, take flight, watch me dash.
shield, and I hear the sword, willing to fight, Lord. Yes, fight, Lord, cause you are the shield, and I hear the sword. Yes, fight, Lord. Yes, fight, Lord, cause you are the shield, and I hear the sword.
As I clear my mind and relax my thoughts, and my head in the clouds and the stars they spark. So deep in the space in my S-class, paparazzi take a picture like click, click, flash. It go, click em up, flash, click em up, flash. Watch me dash, it go. Click 'em up, flash. Click 'em up, flash. Click 'em up, take flight. Watch me dash.
TM Hyman Radio Live. O.D. Miller. Oh man, it's Sunday, August 15th. It is 7:06. I'm coming to you live from Tampa, Florida. Toya's coming to you live from Delaware tonight. Good evening, my friend. Welcome to the show.
Good evening. How are you today?
I am good. Fired up. Ready to get it cracking. Hey, with this interesting conversation, you know, people say a good man or a good woman's hard to find, but hey, is it possible we're looking in the wrong places, Toya?
That could be one thing, and also, is it you? Maybe
yeah,
you're a reason you can't find a good man or a good woman.
Flat out the problem, is it me? Or, you know what, I think it could be me in many instances. I'm not married, you know, just to clarify for the people out there. And I'm not even in a, you know, a stone cold, you know, relationship, not even in a relationship, period. And a lot of it for me, you know, I know it's my schedule, it's the complexity of, you know, I got a lot going on. And, you know, quite frankly, I just haven't wanted to be tied down in a relationship. I think the key is knowing what you want, first and foremost. So I'm definitely the problem in my situation.
Right.
But, hey, we want to know what's on your mind tonight. Are you the problem? We're always pointing fingers this way, that way, folks. But jump on the line tonight, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. Can't find Mr. or Miss Wright? Could you be the problem tonight? We got a special guest coming from Baghdad tonight, our resident serviceman. Medley should be dialing in here soon, coming from that great country of Iraq, trying to get our servicemen out of there as quickly as possible. Wow. Let's get it on. Let's get it on, get it on, get it on. Real interesting couple of shows. Again, appreciate Drew Hill. This past Wednesday night, log on to the website, you know, pick up that new Independence Day record, www.drewhillonline.com, www.drewhillonline.com. I'm going to have some products that I'd like to share with you all tonight. I have shared a link called foresight.ciora.com several times over the last few shows. I have brought in, so now I want you to check out MrTMHyman.Ciora.com, www.MrTMHyman.Ciora.com. Hey, folks, I mean, if you struggle with sleep, energy, or pain, I was a five-hour energy dude. I have been healed from five-hour energy and got something that I think you will all be interested in. Log on to www.MrTMHyman.Ciora, C-I-E-A-U-R-A, C-I-E-A-U-R-A.com. And check out the product. See what's going on. Toya.
Yes.
Out of the new artists that we've actually had on here recently, which one of the new artists that we featured music stands out the most to you right now as far as music tracks? And I'm putting
actually,
you on the spot right now. I just want to see what's in your head.
No, you are putting me on the spot, but it's okay. I actually like all of the guests that we've had on so far. They're all bringing something different to the table. So it seems like they're not trying to go with what's the norm right now, which seems to be a lot of bubblegum type rap and music.
Right.
I like what everyone's bringing to the table. Everybody has their own unique style, and I like that. So I can't say that I have a favorite right now. I'm kind of digging every song that we've been, you know, that we've played. So.
That's safe, Toya. Damn it, that's real safe, folks. I totally agree. everybody that we feature is coming with a completely different sound. There's no one artist that sounds the same right now. So let's just get into this joint right here. Devastate Connected featuring Briscoe, TM Hyman Radio Live.
Okay, you know we're connected, why?
Radio Live, Devastate featuring Briscoe, that was Connected. We are talking about Mr. or Miss Right, why you can't find them. Are you looking in the wrong place, or could you be the problem? with our special guest tonight, Caleb Medley, coming from out of Baghdad, along with my co-host Toya. What's going on, my friends?
Hello, hello.
Hey, Toya.
What's going on, man? We can barely hear you. I know you're coming from a far place, but we can barely hear you.
Is that a little better? I think my internet connection is, again, it's not the best.
All right. Do me a favor, sir. Introduce yourself. Tell the folks where you're coming from.
My name is Caleb. Born and raised in Brooklyn. Currently out here in Iraq. Defending your freedoms. Serving our great nation.
No doubt.
So.
Hey, thanks for participating in this conversation tonight, brother. Hey, I always like to get you connected to what's going on here in the States. Again, folks, feel privileged that we got a serviceman coming all the way from Iraq tonight taking part in the conversation. Toya, Mr. Wright, what's the definition or what defines Mr. Wright in your opinion?
In my opinion, what I look for and what I have is not only someone that can provide for you. A lot of people misconstrue Mr. Wright as someone that can provide for you financially, but that's not going to hold a relationship together. So I need someone who's going to be there, not just financially, but emotionally, someone willing to pitch in with every little thing, household duties, making sure he's a father, you know, to his child, just everything. I just think a lot of people get caught up in the finance part of it, and I think you need a whole lot more, especially when it comes to emotions and things of that sort.
Is finance not important? I think when you think of why people divorce
oh,
because of finances, right?
No,
it's like
finance,
the number one reason people divorce.
Oh, no, finances are very important, but that's not the most important thing, and that shouldn't be the thing that you look at from the start when you're trying to find someone that you want to spend your life with. Finances are the most important thing.
Absolutely. Caleb, what's your definition of Mrs. Wright or Miss Wright?
Well, can you hear me? I definitely ought to agree with Toya when it comes down to, you know, like finances seem to be the issue, you know, that a lot of people make the basis of their judgment on, and it really shouldn't be that way. Mrs. Wright should be someone that's a companion to you. First, and then everything else second, because no matter what y'all go through, y'all should be able to stand there by each other's side no matter what. And communication, again, it comes down to she be able to communicate with her regardless. A lot of relationships that I've seen, you know, are based on that relationship that fail, let me say it that way, are based on something else rather than communication, love, and then you make second. You got to be able to love God and yourself first before you can, you know, begin to even love someone else.
No doubt. Caleb, have you ever had a Miss Wright that kind of slipped through your fingers because of how you was approaching it or something that, you know, that was a fail point on your end?
Oh, definitely. And you know my background, too. I guess I should share my little bit of background with everyone else. Like I've been Mr. Right Now for the majority of my life. But like I've been blessed with some angels that come through my life, but either because I wasn't mentally ready or mentally scared of love at the time or even commitment. You know, like I missed out on some diamonds that have definitely passed through my life, especially being younger. And, you know, you look back on your life sometimes and you see these things, but it's like each one of those women that have passed through my life have definitely left a part of them with me to help me grow and become who I am today. So yes, I have definitely missed out on some people.
All right, that's what's good. Folks, if you're in tune, if you're just tuning in to the show, you are in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. Tonight we're talking about can't find Mr. or Miss Wright. Could you be the problem? We got special guest Caleb Medley coming from Iraq. He just shared that he's lost some diamonds in his life because his focus has been, you know, Mr. Right Now instead of Mr. Right. Jump on the line, 917-889-3926. Got my co-host Toya, Ms. Willie Ham will be joining the conversation here momentarily. This is Hello, Good Morning, TM Hyman Radio Live.
Hello, good morning. Hello, good morning. Know you've been waiting for it. Cause I seen you watching. So let's go. Let's get it started. Captain of the cool kids, the revolution's never been televised. Great booty, better thighs, I ain't wanna tell a lie. First I tell a high, then I give a one and let her fly. Never tell a lie, tonight you couldn't find a better guy. King shoot, fly to anyone you can sing with. Gangsta distinguished, cool as a penguin. Got a team of them, money feel free to bring with. She fine, waiting, fly away at my convenience. You sing tip, checking in a five-star suite. Come on. With some five-star freaks, getting high all week. Catch me in the week, I was up the night with y'all sleep. In a fast car, super bad, broad back seat. That's me, seeing nothing nice. A couple nights, cause the moon say goodbye and the sun greeting us like
hello, good morning.
Let's go.
Hello, good morning. Hello, good evening. You blow, you been in. Cause you know that you really need it. And I'm the one that you wanna be with. But right now, baby, you're dreaming.
Wake up and turn the lights on.
Cause I'm leaning on the bar, that's a good thing to let it go. 34, so I'm giving my pride. 25 on the bag, I've been stepping on the air. Spending mad, cause the people won't die.
That's your boyfriend, feeling like a groupie.
You know, we on that.
Feel like this, looking like a movie.
You know, we on that.
And everybody know who the truth is.
You know, we on that.
I know, but I'm blowing up that movie.
You know, we on that.
Hello,
let's go.
Good morning,
let's go.
Hello,
hey, y'all. Yeah, turn me up a little bit more. I don't think they can hear me. Check this out. Bad boy. Let's work. Come on, let's work. Don't stop.
Your baby mama cried for me like Jodeci. So how you not notice me? Pull up to the club in the coldest V. Literally so, little did he know how that did he flow. How that did he go so hard like a crowbar, still getting dough.
Whoa. Yeah, I like this.
Come on. Can you feel it?
Can you feel it? Nothing can save you.
That's your boyfriend feeling like a groupie.
Radio Live, Dirty Money, Diddy. Hello, you in tune to interesting show tonight. We're talking about the fact that many people say you can't find a good woman or a good man, but potentially we're looking in the wrong places, or in fact, you know, we're just the stumbling block to finding Mr. or Miss Right. Got a special guest coming from Baghdad tonight. Special guest Caleb, along with our co-host Toya, coming live from Delaware, and Ms. Willingham coming to us live from VA. What's up, crew?
Good evening. Good evening.
Hey, Caleb said that he obviously had, you know, let a few diamonds slip through his fingers, like many of us have. You know, we're kind of in the way of a good situation. Has either one of you all ever experienced a situation where you knew for a fact you were kind of in the way, looking at it in retrospect, where Mr. Right probably slipped right through your fingers, maybe?
I'm going to say no. Honestly, and I'm not trying to be arrogant or cocky, I'm going to say no because I didn't know what I want. To say that Mr. Right came into my life and I missed him, I can't say, because it wasn't until I had the opportunity of being married and then, unfortunately, finding out what it is that I wanted and needed to know, you know, what was or who was Mr. Right for me or and not Mr. Right now and what I wanted. So I can't say that I had any. I mean, you think sometimes women think because, oh, he looks good, he got money, he got a car, he got a house, oh, that's it, that's the man, that's Mr. Right. No, there's a little bit more to it than that, and if you don't know what you need and what you want, then you really don't know how to identify who Mr. Right is.
No, absolutely.
So that's what I'm going to say. I missed, because I didn't know more about myself, I missed the opportunity of allowing myself to find Mr. Right, you know, and not saying that my husband was a bad dude. He was a great dude and a good father, but I don't think he was Mr. Right for me. That's all.
Well, let's go to the phone lines. We got a caller all the way from the West Coast. Callie's in the building, California. Tell us your name and what part of California you're calling from.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's going on tonight, man? Thanks for tuning in.
Hey, no problem, man. It's a great show. Yeah, just calling from California. Name's James, and yeah, just listening in. I've got a few stories to share if it's all right with you guys.
Go for it, James.
Well, I'm a Caucasian man. I'm dating and have been dating. She's the mother of my child, a beautiful black woman, for the past 5 years. And the thing is, and this is, it's very hard to talk about on air, but I've had trouble, and I feel bad saying this, introducing her to my friends and family, because fact of the matter is, you know this, I know this, all black women, they smell like feces and look like baboons.
Okay.
Are you serious, James?
Yeah.
Are you really serious? But this, the feces and baboons, but you're dating her?
Well, the thing is, I don't think she smells bad, but my dad does and my mom does.
Okay, so I mean, you just said
I mean,
she smells like shit.
Yeah.
But you're sleeping with her? You're sleeping with her?
Yeah, with the nose plug and stuff.
A comedian.
All right.
Well,
the thing is, thanks for your ignorant comment tonight,
this.
James. Ladies. No comment is a good comment. We're going to keep it moving. Folks, this is a live show. This is a live program. And
okay.
We have, obviously, ignorance calling from all over the world. Medley, go ahead and comment to that, Medley.
Well, I think we may have cut him off a little too soon. I think what the point he was trying to make is he was dating a black woman, but the people in his family don't approve of it. I think that's where he was trying to get to. I don't think he was saying that comment because that's what he actually felt. I think he was
feces and baboons.
I'm hoping that he was making that point because that's what his family was saying, and he was trying to say no, that that's not true. With him
okay, hold on. I got folks telling me to open the line back up. Go ahead.
I hope that's where he was going with it.
well, my hope is a great emotion.
Okay, you're going in and out, Medley. I know that line, that internet connection you got coming out of Iraq is kind of weak.
But I don't think we should even entertain that.
On the feces and baboons note, we're going to carry on. Folks, 917-889-3926 is the number. And I'm trying to keep my composure here.
Okay. Well, let's help you. I just want to piggyback off of what Ms. Willingham was saying a little earlier. We're talking about not knowing what it is that you want. I think that as you get older and with each relationship that you're involved in, you learn a little bit more about yourself and about what you want in a mate. You know, you find out that it's not all about good looks. It's not all about money. But as you get older, you realize education plays a big part. Being spiritually grounded plays a big part in a relationship. Someone who's not constantly in the streets and will be home with you and your family. Someone you could be friends with, because like Caleb said earlier, you have to be a good communicator. Someone that can provide emotional support. So all of those things, I think, make a good mate. But you have to be able to bring something to the table. It's not always about the other person. What can you bring to the relationship also? And I think that's what a lot of people aren't spending enough time on, is themselves and what they can actually bring to a relationship.
No doubt. Folks, this is a new one. I'm just going to go through a damn song so I can pull it together. Love MD. This is a new one from Drew Hill, TM Hyman Radio Live.
Do it.
Hyman Radio Live. That's the new one from Drew Hill. It's called Love MD. 917-889-3926 is the number. You can jump on the feedback lines. We got our special guest, Caleb Medley, coming live from Baghdad, Iraq tonight, joining the topic, Can't Find Mr. or Miss Right? Could You Be the Problem? Along with our co-hosts, Didi and Toya, coming live from their respective cities out in Delaware and Virginia. Hey, Medley, are you like rolling in like the Humvee or something out there?
Nah, it's I hear that people keep telling me there's always a lot of background noise, but ain't nothing I can do about it. So.
Nah, it's all good. We making it work. Making it do what it do. Folks, I apologize. I don't know what that was. I don't know whether that last caller was really coming from a personal place, trying to explain like a real personal situation and how other people felt about it. But I think everybody heard the same thing, which is kind of upside down. So apologize if anybody felt disrespected. But this is Be Real Radio, okay? This is an internet radio show, folks tuned in all over the world.
Yeah, I believe that if he was coming from a satire situation, he would address that differently, as anybody would have. You can always tell, like, Terrence, you and I, we've cracked enough jokes to know when someone is being sincere and serious.
Yeah, I didn't think that was serious. That seemed like a comedy act that almost got chopped to pieces. But I'm glad I'm a professional.
Right. You.
Folks, tonight we are talking about can't find Mr. or Miss Right. What's the problem? Hey, I'm gonna tell you, like, the number one rule to me with attracting anybody is like good hygiene. It's like your appearance. How you present yourself, like how you take care of yourself, because, I mean, at the end of the day, if you look great and you feel great and you smell great, typically you're going to attract that. And you never want to attract anything, less than, appealing. So, the number one step, I think, is really how you present yourself. And so I'm going to ask, how important is appearance? People say looks aren't everything, right? But I think appearance is, like, essential when it comes to trying to attract, Mr. or Mrs. Right.
Oh, definitely. You're not going to approach anybody.
I
want to
say that looks is definitely a... Can you hear me?
I think y'all collided. Nobody wanted to interrupt each other. Go ahead.
I want to say this. Appearance is different, is a difference. You have to look. Appearance or personal hygiene is different from someone's looks. You can get past if a man doesn't look fine or what you qualify as fine or a woman doesn't look fine, but appearance is key. How does that unfine person carry themselves? Are they sloppy dressed? Do they stink? Or whatever the case may be. He can be the most, he don't have to be attractive or she don't have to be attractive, but her appearance, it can be very well maintained, and that will make her look that much more attractive, especially if they open their mouth and they have intelligent words coming out. That's even better. So I don't think it's so much as the look, per se, but appearance, yes, appearance is different from a look, in my mind.
Right. I think that's what Caleb was about to clarify. Is that right, Caleb?
Yeah, definitely something similar right on the head as far as, like, looks go. With any attraction, the first whether you, like, I hear some people say that women know within the first 5 minutes whether they would sleep with this man or not. I don't know how true that is, but I've heard that a lot. But that, again, that's a physical attraction. But as you get to know this individual, even if it's someone that you may not, put in that category the first 5 minutes, like, I would sleep with this person or not. As you get to know this person, how this person keeps himself as far as hygiene, his fingernails, little things like that, his shoes, that when they look at him, and they look at his appearance, how does he keep himself, regardless
right.
of what his features are.
I know shoes is the first thing that women look at. Shoes. It starts at the shoes, and then it's like a radar. It, like, goes up from there, like, slowly from the shoes up. You know, and that's because, I mean, yo, I got women in session. You know, women actually showed us on it. Folks, I apologize for the background noise. That is absolutely coming from Baghdad. We're not mad at it. We got our special guest tonight, Caleb Medley, part of the conversation. We're talking about, you know, what's the problem? Why can't you find Mr. or Mrs. Right? We were dialoguing about, you know, first starting with good hygiene. You got to present yourself right. And then I'm going to ask this question, and then we'll get into this jam. And then on the other side of this jam, we got our finance segment coming tonight live from Delaware. Should you look for a quality in a woman, in a man that you don't have yourself? Should you look for a man to take care of you if you don't even have a damn job? Should you look for a woman to be totally honest with you, and you lie your ass off? We're gonna talk about this. We're gonna talk about it because at the end of the day, folks, you know, are you the problem in the midst of your search for that significant other? Tonight we're talking about can't find Mr. Right, Miss Right. What's the problem? Could be you. This is Put Me in a Game, Vel, TM Hyman Radio Live.
I know you're feeling me, I've been checking you out all night. I'm trying to see if you gon' put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, my style. I got you like wild, boy, you need to stop playing with it and come and put it down. You need to put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, cold.
Coach, I do this, she looking real exclusive. Coke bottle body, you remind me you who I'm choosing. Had her nails, nails the feet, put her in and shoot the three. Captain of my team, starting five, and she love the D. Lock it down, not nervous when other teams around. Ollie hoop it to her, lay it up and knock and jump us down. Saw when the whistle sound, you gotta bend it down. All four quarters, quick motion, I work it up and down. Hard worker, MVP, mommy is the keeper. She came early just to practice on the buzzer beater. But you a ball hawk, slip and got your shot blocked. It's teamwork. You send your plan, time to stop. Keep your eyes on the clock, cause it's running tick and tock. Call a timeout right now, you gotta pass the rock. That's how the game goes. I'm what you playing for. She coming off the bench, yelling, put me in the game.
I know you, I know you're feeling me. I've been checking you out all night. I'm trying to see if you gon' put me in the game, cold. 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 I got you like wild, boy, you need to stop playing with it and come and put it down. You need to put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, cold.
Cleats laced, undefeated, baby screaming, shout. She on the field, constantly stretching that body out. Altitude coming fresh from a game winner. Helmet strapped on tight, replacing my starting center. She grabbed the bottle right, love to throw that water back. I'm breaking all the rules, I'm the coach and the quarterback. First and 10, should I hand it off or throw it in? Opponents get under her skin, got us losing yards again. She get the ball and she juking it out of control. Had to slow a roll, was going through the wrong hole. Field goal, G-spot, mommy is a packer. Fumbled the ball around. Hard to pick up the tackle. One of the best players, but she on the second team. Gotta take it deep to be starting up on my first string. That's how the game go. I'm what you playing for. She coming off the bench yelling, put me in the game.
I know you, I know you're feeling me. I've been checking you out all night. I'm trying to see if you gon' put me in the game, cold. 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 I got you like wild, boy, you need to stop playing with it and come and put it down. You need to put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, cold.
I put him in the game, first position is the pitcher's mound. Two balls, one strike, mommy don't play around. Last innings with positions, now I got her up the bat. Baby girl swinging like crazy, but still ain't hit a check. She blew a bubble and winked and said, I got the spot. Next pitch came, mommy swung and knocked it off the park. Only take the best from my team, so play by the rules. Scouts in the game to check me out, you gotta move. Especially with my head lady in the game. Be trained, she shooting any and everything. When she in, there's no losing, never get substituted. Where's number one on the jersey and she gon' prove it. She ride at home with the coach when the game end. Overtime when she bring it down, I throw it in. That's how the game go. I'm what you playing for, I beat it up so bad. She like,
mic, take me out some
more than you. I know you're feeling me. I've been checking you out all night. I'm trying to see if you gon' put me in the game pose. 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 I got you like wild, boy, you need to stop playing with it and call me, put it down. You need to put me in the game code, put me in the game code, put me in the game code, put me in the game code.
Looking for energy, balance, stamina, all natural. Log on to www.tmhyman.ciora.com. www.tmhyman.ciora.com. We got our finance segment coming to us tonight from Newcastle, Delaware. Toya, brought to you by tmhyman.ciora.com.
Hello. For the past few weeks, we've been talking about things that negatively affect your credit score. So this evening, I wanted to give you 10 things that don't affect your credit score. First thing being your bank overdraft. Now, even though overdrafting your bank account can get expensive, especially if you have like several overdraft transactions, they won't necessarily hurt your credit score. The only time that will happen is if you do not settle the overdraft itself and the bank ends up sending your actual account information to a collection agency. But bank overdrafts do not negatively affect your credit score. Second thing being your income. Now, even though your information about your employer may be listed on the credit report, your income is not. So having a high or low salary won't directly impact your credit score itself. The third thing being insurance payments. Now, we did talk about insurance companies checking your credit score to decide whether to insure you and to use it in calculating the insurance premium. But once they've actually offered the insurance to you, they don't report the timely or untimely payments to the credit bureaus. So the only time that will happen is, of course, you owe the insurance company and you don't pay them. And most of the time that won't happen because they usually make you pay a month in advance. So insurance payments do not affect your credit score. Child support and alimony won't affect your credit score unless you fall behind and the payments are sent to a collection agency and they have to get involved. And if that's the case, then your credit score would drop significantly. In addition, you could get arrested and sued for the payment. So you definitely want to keep up on your child support and alimony.
We don't want that. We don't want that.
Right. Utility and cell phone payments, they do check your credit in order to offer a service plan to you, but most of the time they don't actually report your payment history to the credit bureaus, again, unless you fall behind and you don't make a payment and your account is sent to collections. Rent payments are not reported as part of your FICO score. The only time they may appear on a credit report is if you're not paid up, you are actually evicted, and a judgment is placed against you, and that the judgment itself would be listed on your credit score and under your credit report, but not the rental payments themselves. Seventh thing is checking your own credit. You can pull your credit report as many times as you like as a consumer, and that will not affect your credit report. Unlike having a bank pull your credit report, you checking your own credit will not put a ding in your credit score. Interest rates do not show on your credit report, so having high interest rates on your credit cards and loans won't hurt your credit score at all. So just keep that in mind. Credit counseling, there's a big myth that credit counseling is just as bad for your credit as like a Chapter 13 bankruptcy, but it's not true. Credit counseling is reported on your credit report, but it does not negatively impact your credit score. The only time that will happen is if you make late payments, and we all know late payments do affect your credit score. So credit counseling itself will not lower your credit score. And the last thing is your age. Your age is not shown in your credit score. Now, even though your date of birth and Social Security number or personal information like that is listed on a credit report, your age itself is not used in the calculation of your credit score. So whether you're older or younger, that's not going to affect you. So, again, just keep in mind these things won't negatively or positively affect your credit score, but if they're not handled properly, then they can have a negative effect eventually.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Talk Radio Show. TDD and Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live. Talk Radio Show. 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 TDD Hyman Live. TDD Hyman Live. TDD Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Real talk. Real talk. Talk Radio Show.
Calm down, baby. Hold on. Come here. Let me talk to you for a second. That's just the only way you can talk, huh? Got a couple questions for you, Miller. Let's go.
Why do we still hold on?
Hyman Radio Live. Thanks for joining us tonight. I'm your hip-hop informer, your man, T.M. Hyman. It is 2:56 in the a.m. out in Baghdad with our special guest, Caleb Medley. My man, thanks for joining this conversation tonight, along with my co-hosts, Toya and Ameriqua, coming from out of VA and in Delaware tonight. Hey, yo, this thing is still freaking bothering me. Hey, the baboon in the shit, like, dude. I'm like the smell is the baboon smell, is that equivalent to like that other persuasion that smells like dogs when they get wet? I mean, come on. Is it that that kind of smell? Dude,
Don't even fall into it. Don't let it consume.
Don't even.
Because I think like
Toya. Right. I've forgotten about it already.
I'm like, because I'm getting texts and pings here. Like, was that like real? So I mean, stop fueling my fire, damn it, out there. Leave me alone. Let's drop it. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Toya.
No, well, just getting back to the actual topic itself. I think before we went to the break, we were talking about, you know, what can you expect something from someone if you don't bring that to the table? And I think that's one big thing that people don't pay attention to when it comes to a relationship is, you know, paying attention to themselves. Like, you can't expect something from someone if you don't want to actually give that as well.
Yeah, I mean, well, it comes down to what do you want in a relationship? You know, you have to identify what you want, and then what qualities are you looking for in that individual? You got to be brutally honest. You know, you can't really leave out anything thinking, well, I might be too picky. You know, nah, you got to know what you want, and then you got to kind of repeat it to yourself. You know what I'm saying? To remind yourself that this is what you want, because one thing about dudes, we'll kind of go with the flow. If we like what we see, you know, we'll say the hell with some qualities just to be able to, you know, see more of what we saw.
Right. And Terrence, you're 100% right with that one, you know, like, because, like, I definitely got to agree with you. Like, men are not, when it comes to what we look for in a woman, we may look for some trivial things specific, but we compromise, you know, like, okay, it's like, this is a good thing here. I was like, she may not have this, but I'm good with that. And I don't have no problem adjusting to the system. Some women, notice I said some, not all, some women I meet will be, or that I know, will just be like, nah, you don't have 100% of the package that I'm looking for. But I'm like, that's not a relationship. That's a situation that you're trying to create for yourself. A relationship is about compromise.
And that's right, Caleb. You're not going to find someone who gives you 100% of you want of what you want. At least I don't think you're going to. You're not going to find the perfect person. You have to compromise. There's going to be some qualities that you may not like, but the better qualities will wash that out. At least I think they will.
I'm going to say this to the both of you. When you sit down, realizing, saying to yourself, okay, God, I'm going to pray, or whoever, okay, this is what I want. I want to find this man. I'm looking for this woman, whatever. You sit down and you write your list of needs. You sit down and you write your list of wants. You make sure if you are a man or woman of God or whoever you pray to or believe in, if they can meet your needs, then the person you're looking for should be able to meet your needs as well. Now, when it comes to your wants, that's when you can narrow the list down. So I can compromise on this and compromise on that. But you make sure, first and foremost, before you settle, that your needs are met. You cannot compromise on needs. Both parties' needs should be met by the other party. Now, your want, that's when you begin to compromise and you work it out. Say, okay, we can scratch this off or scratch that off. But those needs are first and foremost. And if you're not with someone who can meet your needs, it's going to create problems.
Right. You never settle. I would say you never settle, because if you settle for something, then you're not going to be happy. So, no, don't settle. I wasn't saying to settle, but I was just saying you do have to make some compromises, because you're not going to get everything that you want.
Right.
Indeed, you brought up a very good point. A top of any list, whether it be needs, wants, or inquiries, whatever, God should be the number one on that list. So if the individual that you're looking for doesn't have God in his life, or in on some form of fashion, whether it be Yahweh, Jesus, Buddha, whoever, you know what I'm saying? There's no form of higher religion or respect in that individual's life, then you're already starting out with a problem. With a problem. And let me just elaborate on this. I just wanted to say something to you, to the two groups that may be listening, to the young men out there. I'm like, let me tell y'all something. Stop lying to these women. Tell them the truth about who you are, what you're looking for. Empower them to make their own decision. If they're going to ride with you, they're going to ride with you regardless. It's like, there's no need to, when we lie to these black women, we destroy them. We facilitate a myth and a reoccurring hole inside them. So stop lying to them. And to the young women out there, if a man tells you he loves you, don't listen to what he say. Watch what he do. Watch how that man treat his mom. Watch how that man treat himself in respect to his higher power. So, like, the words coming out of his mouth might seem sweet and all of this, and they mesmerize and lift you off your feet, put you on cloud nine, but watch his actions. So, it was like a long time ago, you know, like, I used to be the type of man that would say whatever I needed to say to get wherever I wanted to be, but I had my daughters, and that changed me, you know what I'm saying? So something in every man's life along the way is going to change him to make him realize that what's important. It's like, as black men coming up, we put a lot of priority and emphasis on what we see on TV, the rap videos and everything, on how to treat our black women. And that's not necessarily always a good thing. We focus on quantity rather than quality and what we see. And the typical woman that is portrayed on TV right now may not be the type of woman that you want to spend the rest of your life with. Not saying there's anything wrong with a beautiful woman, but you got to look deeper than the superficial.
No doubt. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the voice of Caleb coming from out of Baghdad, Iraq. Honorable serviceman tonight. You're in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. This is Take You Higher.
Let me take you from your map for a while. heaven and have her close off a minute. Cause I wanna keep you from the jump. So you never skin tight in your high heel pump. Make you play it, wanna take your days, weeks, and months. When you get high, girl, just roll your cup. Like a girl, you come and chase you.
Your hip-hop informer, jump on the feedback lines, 917-889-3926 if you have feedback or comment tonight, 917-889-3926. We're talking about, you know, the fact that many people talk about not being able to find a good man or woman. If you can't find Mr. or Miss Right, could you be the problem? That's what we're talking about tonight. Caleb was just advising young men. And men in general, you know, to be honest, be real, be true to yourself. Stop lying to women just to be Mr. Right now. You know, stop lying. You know, learn how to embrace who you are, be real about who you are, and in turn, you'll be surprised at how she'll embrace you too. You know, you got to be careful because you get out what you put in. If you put in a whole bunch of lies, at the end of the day, you're going to get out a whole bunch of lies. Hey, but I wanted to clarify something going back to on the finance end, because I'm a believer. Again, you gotta identify really what you want in a relationship and a person. You got to look at the qualities, right? But what if you're a dude who truly aspire to get a wealthy woman? That's really like something that you want. You know, you want a woman who got money, but you don't really have money. Does that mean that you can't aspire to be with a wealthy woman just because you don't have money? I say no. I say you put that on your list, and I say you work to make sure that you got money too. You don't have to have just as much money, but you got to be independent. You got to be self-sufficient. So I don't want nobody to think that, you know what I'm saying, a dude that may not be able to make as much money as a woman's making, to think that, you know, that he can't be with her. Nah, you know, absolutely you can be with her because it's about qualities. I mean, does anybody disagree with that?
No, I don't disagree with it,
but I don't think that a woman that you're not on her, and again, this is my perspective, y'all don't chew my head off, but I don't believe that a woman that, you know, is on that type of level, let's say we're talking three figures or better, is going to be more apt to deal with an individual, you know what I'm saying, that's in the low 30s. And it's only because, like, she's used to different things. Now, if y'all meet somewhere like...
You mean as like, far as cash say, flow? You know, low 30s as far as cash flow?
Yeah, I'm just talking about cash flow, you know.
Right,
at this point. But again, you know what I'm saying, it's like, you never know, you know what I'm saying? It all depends on how you approach that woman and where you meet her. You may meet her and, you know, and not know about her finances and, you know, the way y'all vibe and interact. Then it comes out and you end up getting what you're looking for. But
do you
that's
think
focus,
a woman who makes makes $300,000, do you think in her mind she's the boss? You know, even if you make $70,000, she's the boss?
Yes, hold on. Let me say something. Let a woman talk about a question you asking about. This is what I have to say about that. Any woman who tells you that it's okay, that if her man is not making more than her, that she's okay with it, is lying. Not only is she lying to herself, she's lying to you. Because let me tell you what that ties into. It ties into respect. Eventually,
she's going to come to a place where, because she feels she makes more money, she doesn't have to give you the respect.
Right, right. See, that's my question.
You're not. It makes a difference. A woman, she might, because she's been dumbed down the fact that you don't make as much money as she do. Okay, in the beginning, it appears as if it's okay. But as you go along for the ride, it will become a problem because money is tied into respect. She's not going to respect you because at the end of the day, she can take care of herself. And you can't do nothing for her.
Oh, really?
I mean, really, when it comes down to it, that's really what it's going to come, what it's going to tie into. She's not going to respect you at the level in which you should be respected because she makes more than you. She's going to feel like she's the boss, or she can wear half of the pants, and she can wear one leg, and you can wear the other because she brings more to the table.
I need women to chime in. If you're tuned in out there, I need you to chime in right now. Toya, I want you to chime in too. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Is money tied to respect, Miss Wright?
I think money is tied.
Be honest, Toy. Be honest.
No, I think it is to a certain extent. But if you think about it, it works the same way when a man makes more money. The man considers himself, I think, sometimes men consider themselves the head of the household because they make more money than the woman. And I have friends who are in a situation where, you know, due to the economic times that people have lost their jobs, and the woman has now all of a sudden been put in the position that she's making more money than the man. So now all of a sudden she thinks, you know, I call the shots because I'm the breadwinner. So I do think that the money is tied in the respect, into the respect.
Okay.
See, and then, like, I'm inclined to almost agree because, like, you know, black women, especially when they get angry, anything is liable to come out of their mouth. And I'm telling you, if you in that situation, I could just see, you know, like, she may not address it all the time, but she has definitely thought about it at some point. Like, I make more money than this man. It's like, it's definitely a thought that is crossed, that has crossed her mind, whether she acts on it or says anything about it. So, and I noticed that during an argument is when a lot of those deep-seated emotions that somebody may have suppressed at one time come to light. So it's definitely going to come up. But on a different note, this all ties back into what we said. What is your focus? You know what I'm saying? If your focus is financial and the stability of a relationship, it was destined to fail in the beginning anyway. So, again, it comes down to just that's a good one. I'm gonna have to let the women finish that topic, but I'm definitely inclined to agree.
Jay Black, the hottest underground, got a lot, Jay Black. The realest rapper since Tupac. massive born. Fit the brain hip hop back to the classic form. Y'all about to witness service in this massive form. It's be real though, I'm one of the last ones born. Y'all won't recognize until I pass and gone. Got two more brothers, I'ma pass the baton. When I die, let it be known the real soldier perish. I stood up for my people. You can't teach courage. Born leader like the Prophet Muhammad, so pay homage. I'ma threat you a promise. I ain't real, no, just honest. I'm young and I'm hungry. I'm high and I got the munchies. I'm serving the same thing that made my father a junkie. Now that's why you on the block, J Black. Who keeps plenty weed, plenty rock, J Black. The hottest underground got a lot, J Black. The realest opposite, Tupac, J Black. Motherfucker, who keeps plenty on the block, J Black. Who keeps plenty weed, plenty rock, J Black. The hottest underground got a lot, J Black. The realest opposite, Tupac, J Black. Motherfucker, who keeps plenty on the block, J Black. Who keeps plenty weed, plenty rock, J Black. The hottest underground got a lot, J Black. The realest opposite, Tupac, J Black. Motherfucker, who keeps plenty on the block, J Black. Keep plenty weed, plenty rock, J Black. The hottest underground got a lot, J Black. The realest opposite, Tupac, J Black. Motherfucker.
TM Hyman Radio Live, J Black, Motor Folder. After you have made sure you presented yourself and your hygiene is good, you've identified the qualities in that person, then you've kind of level set it with yourself. And, you know, are you bringing the same qualities to the table, you know, that you're looking for in Mr. Right, Miss Right? I think somebody was trying to make a comment before we went into that song.
No, I just wanted to say, in addition to what we were just talking about as far as respect and the financial aspect of a relationship, I think it also depends on the type of relationship that the couple has, you know, how long they've been in a relationship and what they actually went into the relationship expecting. I think that people that have been in a relationship for quite some time, I don't think that the finances, I can't say that they don't have a lot to do with the relationship, but I don't think it's as important as those people who are entering into a new relationship. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Take the situation where a couple has been together for a while, you know, and they've both been living on the, like, right above the poverty line, but one of the individual's situation improves where they're able to boost the couple, the couple's position financially. I don't think it would be as big as an issue, as Tori said, whereas a new couple, you know, starting out. I think that's a totally different situation. And I agree. It's like, because you have already established a foundation of your relationship that wasn't based on financial.
I've always said, I say to anybody, I say it tonight. I'm a type of woman. I am not going out here and looking for or let a man come into my life that doesn't have a job or is not financially stable or is looking at me to keep him. However, if the man in my life that I'm with, because of circumstances, because of life, now he's on the bottom and I'm on the top, I'm not going to down him or leave him, but I'm definitely not going to welcome someone in my life who isn't already in a situation that's a little, it's better than mine. That's how I look at that.
But isn't that just smart business? Isn't that just smart business, though? I mean, who's really going out looking for, you know, somebody who doesn't even have a checking account or a savings account? I mean,
but you just
is,
told
that
the
good,
midterm,
is that good business?
It's okay to put it on their list. It's okay to put a woman who make more than them in the, it's okay. But
I said
it was
I said but you also have to be an independent man.
Okay.
You also have to be an independent man. See, independence is relevant. You know, it's an individual thing. I'm not a believer. I don't think that just because you have $300,000 in the bank and I only have $300 in the bank, I don't necessarily think that we can't be together. Because you know what? You might have $300,000 in the bank, but you might be busted emotionally, and I could be that emotional. I could be that emotional clutch for you. So I mean, it's a trade off when it comes to qualities and what you possess. And I think to the brother's point, money is tied to respect in some instances. But it should come down to qualities and what you're bringing to the table. And it's not always about finances. Sometimes I'm bringing some wisdom or some experience or some protection, you know, to the table that you don't have with all your money in the bank.
I'm going to pray on that. I'm going to ask God before that happens if that's okay.
Is that off the wall, Toya? Help me.
No, it's not off the wall.
No, it's not off the wall.
I don't think so. I'm sorry, Toya. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying it's not off the wall. If you think about it, really speaking, about a woman making $300,000, especially in like the African American community, us as black women making $300,000, you're not going to find as many black men that are making $300,000.
Absolutely not.
The chances that you find someone that's making less money than you are probably greater than none. You're not going to find someone who's – I'm not saying that you're not going to, but the chances of you finding someone that's making just as much money as you and having just as much money in the bank is slimmer than finding someone who makes less money than you. But as long as that person brings other qualities to the table, like I said before, it's not all based on finances. I mean,
yeah.
You have someone who – is emotional, like I said before, they provide emotional support, they're spiritually grounded, they could be a friend, you can laugh and have fun with them. It's not all about money.
And as long as
see,
I'm
that's
making,
communication.
You know, for like 40,000-50,000, if I'm making 40,000-50,000 and I'm definitely loving you down, you're not complaining in the bedroom, just let me pay the cable bill and the light bill and we're going to work this thing out.
I'm going to get you. If I went down that road and that's what I agreed to and that's what I accepted, I'm making $300, I'm making $300,000, you only making $300. Okay. Well, my focus is to help pull you up to where I am, because
absolutely,
again,
I can't
and Kayla said communication. That is, you have to communicate. Look, okay. You're bringing something to the table that I don't have, and this is what I'm bringing to the table. But in the meantime, this is where we're going to go. We got this, and this is how we're going to go forward, and we're going to get you to where I am. Because again, I guess in my eyes, the finance will come up. The finance will come up. How much you make will come up. Because I guess, like we said the other night, when we were talking about the structure of a marriage. If the head of your household, if you're not taking care of your family because your $300 doesn't meet the need and her $300,000 do, you will inquire some problems.
Folks,
now,
you're in tune to T.M. Hyman Radio Live. Hold that thought for me right there, because I love this conversation. You're in tune to a hot and heavy conversation tonight, T.M. Hyman Radio Live. People say a good man is hard to find, a good woman is hard to find, you know? But is it really them? They know. T.M. Hyman Radio Live.
Trying to kill the pain. Big house, can I give them to? 20, tell them keep the change. I keep a duffel bag, boy, like Lil Wayne. If you ain't getting paper, I take a rain check into your ass later. They know, this go, hello, they know, we flow, get dope, push up, hello. Tell us boys I'm blowing kisses like Jada. Big up, tell all my haters.
Hello, hello, they know, hello, hello.
Trying to do is
change the game up.
Have a tower like Trump. They could
write my name up.
I'm trying to let the world see it. It's gonna
shame up.
Picture of my face by the entrance.
Like the frame up.
You see the way I always climb up the ladder. And I'm hungry for that billion like my millions don't matter.
I'm trying to get it.
What you trying to do is hog up the granite. Get a little block, my nigga. I'm trying to buy me a planet. From here to Little Rock, I'm business. It blocks like a magnet. When I light me up a cig, you see my name on the laminate? Bus rhymes, motherfuckers.
Oh, whatever is worth.
Hit the road for a year. Headline a tour for the earth.
Trying to do it, be y'all doing
this shit on you hard with 50 acres and an avocado farm in the yard.
Now listen.
You know just what it is. Remember the name, the way I'm trying to get it. Hope you're trying to
do it the same. Hey, yo. Hey, how you doing? It's hello. I'm the one in the middle. No need to be. I can rock it acapella. All I needed was a zero. Yeah. Now I'm getting yes, sir. Yes, just like G. Like A-Town fit it. Who but me? Hello. He knows. He knows. They know. They know.
TM Hyman Radio Live. When your body is in pain, energy flow is restricted in a specific area. Hey, I got something that's like needleless acupuncture. I'm telling you, try it. Log on to www.mrtmhyman.ciaura.com. C-I-E-A-U-R-A.com. Energy, sleep, pain, this is your product. www.mrtmhyman.ciaura.com. Folks, let me clarify something. At the end of the day, I'm never going to try to steer somebody in the wrong direction. Money is a powerful thing. It's necessary to pay bills. Money is the number one reason why people divorce. Money is, you know, a driver in many situations. But when it comes to relationship and attraction, it's all about confidence. You got to be confident in what you bring to the table. You got to be confident in who you are. Going back to what Medley said, you got to be honest. Stop lying. Stop pretending. You know what I'm saying? That whole concept of fake it till you make it, see, that's only real to a certain degree in some situations. Because in other situations, you got to be totally transparent or it's a negative. So, I mean, again, you got to be independent first and foremost in all that you do. You can't live at your mama's house, you know, and try to do certain things. It's like putting the cart before the horse. It's called priorities. So get your priorities straight first, you know what I'm saying? Be honest with yourself next, and then go for what you know. And you got to be confident in it. And, you know, I just want to clarify that, why you know, Ms. Willingham is praying on, you know, the concept that money's not, you know, money's not the damn answer. Welcome my special guest, Caleb Melly, all the way from Baghdad tonight. We appreciate you for hanging out with us, man, because it's 8:30 here in Tampa, Florida, and I know it's 2:30 a.m., actually 3:30 a.m. 3:31 a.m., in Baghdad. It's 2:31 a.m. in Paris, my friends. 9:31 p.m. in Rio de Janeiro. It's 9:30 in the morning. 9:31 a.m. in Tokyo. We had a caller from Tokyo on Friday night. Big up to you. I think your name was Pinky or something like that. Folks, we are talking about the realness of not being able to find Mr. or Miss Wright. You know, what's the problem? Are you the problem? Where you looking? You know, what are you looking for? You know, what qualities do you possess? Are you being real about it? Are you being real about it? As we try to wind down this conversation, coming up, we have a health and wellness segment coming from Miss Willingham, live from Chesapeake, Virginia tonight. That's being brought to you by Massages for Life, out there, Military Circle Mall, VA. Medley, hey man, I just tell brothers, you know, looking for Miss Wright, you know, at this point, you know, you don't wait to be in a relationship to really, you know, give it your all to go for the gusto. You know, I know the woman is absolutely that driver, you know, that motivation that we need in our life. But you know what I'm saying? You got to live. You got to live your life until she comes along, until he comes along. You know what I'm saying, ladies?
I'm going to tell you, let me just intervene real quick, and then I got to rock. I got to, we got to
go for it.
Do something. But just stop looking. You know, like, if you stop looking for something, most of the time is when it actively seeks you out, and you actually get what you're looking for. But if you go out with the intention of, like, okay, I met Susan at the bar, and Susan is going to be A, B, and C, and this is what it's going to be. Nah, you've already boxed her in, you know, so she can't be who she is. It's like she's going to be on your list. She might only be points D, F, and H, you know, and that's all she's ever going to be. So stop looking and boxing these people in. And the same goes true for females. You know, when they meet a man, they only may see the certain points on their list that they have. So, hey, man, it was nice talking to you. Dee Dee, Troy.
I appreciate you, man.
Appreciate y'all more.
Thank you.
Appreciate y'all more.
Our prayers are with you.
Yo, I'll be home soon.
Baghdad, man. Absolutely.
Yes,
no doubt, I'll be home soon. I got that package, too. So, good looking on that. I'll touch bases with you on that later.
Yo,
y'all rock. Y'all continue to encourage the people, and I'm Ghost 100.
Hey,
take
appreciate
care.
You, brother.
Love you.
Much love. That's serviceman Caleb Medley coming from out of Baghdad tonight, part of the conversation. Can't find Mr. or Miss Wright? Could you be the problem? Area code 416-0379. The line is open to you. Area code 416. Tell us your name, where you're calling from. Could you be the problem?
I don't know. I'm still looking for that Miss Wright. So I hope not, because the way it sounds. Anyways, my name is Stanley. I'm calling all the way from Montreal, Canada. Great show. Because
Met
I've
Montreal
tried every...
is in the house. Thanks, man.
Yeah, I've tried everything to find Miss Wright, and the more I try to be, like you say, myself and everything, the more, or nice or kind and everything, the more women just run away. Just, I had even this weekend, I had a girl who was basically asking me questions. Are you a daddy? Not yet. Are you married? Not yet. Are you in drugs? A lot of stupid questions and everything. She was shocked that I was like, that was normal. I was like, you never hated a woman? No. You never? No. 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 And I was like, why are you not? Why you don't have? Because I'm waiting for that special one to have a kid with. I don't want to have.
How old are you? How old are you, man?
35.
Okay.
And they were shocked. Women were shocked. They were like, "Oh, really? Yes, really." You know.
Now, would you say that you have put your profession, your career, your education ahead of family? Why aren't you pretty settled down by 35? Has it?
I don't know.
You know,
I try. I'm the type of person who doesn't accept bullshit and really want to work. There are two things that are important in my life: my career and relationship. Those are the two foundations that I want to be very strong in. So I work very hard in my career. It works. And my relationship, I do everything possible, from listening to tape, from listening to different people who have more for me, listening to older people, from asking questions, from doing whatever it takes, from, you know, because I don't believe bullshit, to become the best communication, the best person that I can be, because I really believe I'm responsible for being the best. I can't control the other person. I can only be the best. Whatever the other person does, even if he yells at me and everything, I have the final say of how am I going to react or do things. I truly believe that.
Well, I'm a believer go ahead, sir. I'm sorry.
And when I do all those things and I become nice or kind or considerate and everything, it doesn't work. It doesn't work for a lot of women.
You know women don't really like, you know, nice guys.
Yeah.
That is not true at all.
How come it is not true? I know so many guys who are hardworking men who doesn't get no days from Friday, from Monday to Sunday. And I know some guys who are the baddest guy, and the women knows it from the start. And those guys have so many women running after them, it's pathetic.
Right.
And I'm
not
talking about stupid women. I'm talking about career professional women, from lawyers, doctors, people that you would look at and you say, are you for real?
They like the bad guy, don't they?
Are you for real? And then there's the same woman who complains and say, oh, he got me pregnant. Oh, he's not taking you. You knew from the start he wasn't treating you well.
And you wanted him. And she wanted him. Hey, man.
And now you're going to come and run and cry, and we're supposed to have pity for you when you knew from the start. From the first day he didn't treat you, he started calling you names, he didn't disrespect you, and you still stay with him. And what are we supposed to do?
Hey, man, calm down, man. You're sounding kind of angry. You're starting like you sound kind of like you getting kind of a little angry. Hey, man.
No, but I'm really pissed off when women act like this and say, oh, no, nice guy. Yes, it is. Nice guys do finish last. Because
no,
if nice guy didn't finish last,
he
would be all thinking. And they're not.
Well, you know what? I think it's we have to be careful not to put all women in the same bucket, just like we don't want all women to put us in the same bucket. Well, what I'll say to you is what, you know, Brother Medley just said before he dropped off, because sometimes we try too hard. Sometimes we try too hard, and you know what? Sometimes you got to be more cool with it. You know, you got to let your swag kind of show in a different kind of way. You know, I mean, you got to really study the woman and deal with each woman different, you know, first and foremost. But you can't come off as desperate, you know. You can't come off like a puppy dog with your tongue hanging out. And I'm not saying that's your approach, but I'm just saying sometimes you got to be a little more suave with it, a little more cool with it. Thanks for your comments tonight. Appreciate you. Toya, comment to my friend. Give him some advice.
Well, I just don't think it's true that all women are looking for that bad guy, or that they don't.
Well, a lot of women. You're right. I'm not going to put everybody, all the women, in the same bucket, but a lot of women. Dee Dee, you know, I mean, see, Dee Dee, she didn't scream out and say no, because you know,
because
I'm going to see a lot of women like the bad guy. You know that's true, Toya. Come on.
I don't think it's that they like the bad guy. I just don't think they actually know what they want, because they don't know themselves yet. I don't think it's that they're actually looking for the bad guy. I just think that certain characteristics in that bad guy stand out to them, because they don't really know what they want yet. I wouldn't want a bad guy.
It's that swag, though. I mean,
right.
You know,
they may have a lot. I was just going to say, a lot of bad guys do have that swag and that confidence level that some of the nice guys don't have. So I don't think that they're necessarily looking for a bad guy. It's just the bad guy and some of the traits that they have actually catch that woman's attention.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that one at all. Hey, let's jump into this one right here. This is the new one from Dawn featuring Trina. It's Bottles, TM Hyman Radio Live.
Be a super nice, me over there, but I
TM Hyman Radio Live. Apologize for the technical difficulties here. 918-917-889-3926. Distractions here. 917-889-3926. That was Bottles Dawn featuring Trina. 917-889-3926. You're in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. We have our health and wellness segment tonight coming from Miss Willingham, live from Chesapeake, Virginia. Miss Willingham.
Good evening. And I just want to say before I start the health and wellness segment tonight to the gentleman in Montreal, Canada, stop looking. It will come. Don't change yourself to fit someone else. Always be yourself. If you are the nice, kind guy who will do anything, continue to be that person. Don't try to fit yourself for someone that you meet. It will come. Just be patient. All right. Tonight's health and wellness is on starches, sugars, and salts, the three acids. Just wanted to bring to people's attention, talk to them a little bit about this diet, the starches, the sugars, the salts, things that they're putting into their bodies that can have long-term negative effects and also some good effects. Just want to let people know starches, we don't know what starches are. Those are your noodles, your pasta, your potatoes, your rice. Bread, those are starches. But what people think that sugars are only things with sugar in it. I just want to let people know that starches aren't, those are only food that's like, they're complex sugars, for lack of a better word. It's just a whole bunch of sugar put together. It turned into a starch, but when you put it into your body, it rapidly breaks down into a sugar substance. And sometimes it's good for us and sometimes it's not. The good starches that we should be eating that a lot of us don't eat are like our beans and our lentils, things like that, brown rice, grains, things of that nature. Those are the good starches we should be eating, wheats, things like that. Those don't break down into sugars, but they're good for us, and that's what we should be putting into our bodies. Excuse me. So I just wanted to give a little information to folks, let them know about the starches, what they should be eating, what they shouldn't be eating, and what they should stay away from, and what these things can do to your body if you don't in the long run. Some of the good starches, again, we should be eating are the beans or lentils, the grains, the rices, the barley. Stay away from the white flour. You want to get grain flour, wheat flour, low-carb breads, things like that. You want to avoid processed cereals with little fiber. Those are like your hot cereals. You want to lean more towards your cold cereals, like your Bran Flakes or your Raisin Bran, your Total. Frosted Flakes are okay, but they do carry a lot of sugar, so you want to watch that as well. Now you say, well, how do I know I'm getting too much starch or too much sugar? The way to notice is excessive weight gain, fatigue and frequent sleeplessness, depression, bloating, low blood sugar, and high blood pressure are all signs of too much starch and sugar in your diet. Now, again, how can we avoid those things? We can cut out some of the fast food. A lot of fast food, a lot of restaurants have processed food. You want to stay away from the processed food. You want to get more of the organic, the natural foods that you have to cook that come from the store, your produce section, things that you have to cook that has the nutrients in it. That hasn't been wrapped up and frozen or salted so that could get to you. You want to shop for food that's not on the in the center of the aisles, meaning your food's on the shelf, like the things in the instant foods, your snacks, the snack aisle, your things like that. You want to stay on the outside perimeters of your grocery store. That's where they carry your dairy products, your fresh produce, your fresh meat, things of that nature. That's where you want to start shopping at. Or you may want to go to an organic grocery store, somewhere like that. Now, salt. We think about salt. What is salt? Sodium chloride. We all wouldn't know what salt is. Salt is everywhere. Salt is in the ocean. Salt is in soap. Salt is in everything. But salt is a good thing and salt is a bad thing. What we don't know is that there is a required amount that you're supposed to consume on a daily basis. However, we double or triple the amount that we're supposed to consume. The suggested amount is 2,400 milligrams. However, we as humans on a daily basis on average consume 4,000 to 5,000 milligrams of salt a day, which basically will take us down the road of high blood pressure and diabetes and things of that nature. And that's not what we want. So you want to look at how you can restart, how you can look at reducing the amount of salt you put into your body and put into your food. What you want to do is you can even measure it. If you're that serious about it, measure how much salt that you're eating. Look at the labels. See what this, as far as sodium, it's not written on the ingredient label as salt. It says sodium, just in case people didn't know that. So you look at the sodium, how many milligrams it says. If it says 700, 800, 1,000 milligrams, that's a lot of salt. You don't want to put that much salt into your body. Again, if you're only supposed to consume 2,400 milligrams, you have to think about everything you eat. If you're eating, you know, three meals a day, or you're eating six small meals a day, if you, you know, putting 800 milligrams into your body, or 800, 900, 1,000 milligrams, you know, you're at six meals a day, 1,000 milligrams is 6,000 milligrams of salt. You have just, like, tripled almost the average daily allotted amount that you're supposed to have. Now, you know, women, we always say, why are we so bloated? First, we need to look at how much salt we intake, because sodium causes a lot of fluid retention. If we lessen the amount of salt that we put into our bodies as women, we won't hold as much fluid. And we won't require so much water to get the fluid back out. I know a lot of women do not like drinking water. But in order to reduce the water that you have in you, you have to put more water in you to expel it out. Now, which foods have low sodium or no sodium? Your fruits, your vegetables, your grains, things of that nature. You really want to, you know, incorporate those into your daily diet. That way you can limit the amount of sodium. You also can watch the amount of starches and sugars that you take. And you can eat more healthy and become a more fit person behind it. So just think about those things as you're going through the grocery store. Start paying attention to those labels, the sodium count, and how much sugar is in there. Those things are very important when you're trying to live a healthy lifestyle.
All right, Ms. Willingham, thank you very much. This is a health and wellness report coming out of Chesapeake, Virginia tonight. We absolutely appreciate the information that comes forth. Ladies and gentlemen, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926 is the number. This has been a real interesting conversation tonight. We've been talking about, can't find Mr. or Mrs. Right. Could you be the problem? Hey, many folks have chimed in with perspective tonight. 757, last four digits, 2199. That number is familiar to us. Tell us your name, where you're calling from, and introduce yourself to the people.
Belinda Clark from Norfolk, Virginia.
Hey, Belinda Clark from Norfolk, Virginia. Hey, the number's familiar, but the voice is not familiar. Introduce yourself.
Hi, my son. How are you?
How are you tonight, mother?
Just fine. Just listening to the different perspectives that's being said tonight. I really enjoy the health tips tonight, which is very important for us to really understand how important our health is to go forth. A lot of the sugars and a lot of the starches and the sugar, we need to understand the substance of each one of them. And people wonder why they're so tired and don't have any energy. And a lot of those three S's that was named have a lot to do with our energy and our metabolism that we're not using or moving. So it was a wonderful topic. I thought the topic on your health tips.
Good deal. The show tonight, have you been listening the entire time?
No, I didn't. I haven't. I just tuned in about 5 minutes ago.
Okay. Well, you tuned in to a good part of the show, but tonight we've been talking about you know, people talk about the fact that it's hard to find a good man or a woman. But the question was, you know, is the fact that you can't find Mr. or Miss Right, are you the problem? You know, are you looking in the wrong place? And we were talking about the fact that you got to present yourself. You know, appearance and the proper grooming is important. Then you got to identify the right qualities in a person. And then while you identifying the qualities you want in a person, ask yourself, do you possess those same qualities you're looking for? You know, How long have you've been married? Quite some time. And I actually spoke of you. We did a show a couple of shows ago. It was a partnership or corporation talking about marriage. And I actually referred to your marriage as one that was respectable. you know, marvel at the marriage, because I think is genuine, and your husband is real, and he's a true example for me. When you were looking for Mr. Right, what were you looking for?
I have to say that I wasn't, just to be on the real side, that I wasn't looking for Mr. Right, but God knows the person that he has predestined for your life, and you as an individual can't be on the hunt for your mate. If you want somebody that is special, that is just for you, then you need to seek God. You know, you have to talk to God about it. You need to tell God the type of person that you want, the type of man that you want, the type of woman that you want. But in the meantime, as you prepare for the mate in which you're asking for, you have to put yourself in preparation mode. You have to prepare yourself. So when the right one come along, are you ready to receive it?
Absolutely.
Are you ready? Are you prepared? A lot of times when we're asking and we're seeking and we're on the hunt, for that particular person, we're not ready. That's why it don't work, because you're looking for something, a person that you want in yourself. But instead of finding out what it's about me, what about me? Am I ready? Have I got the qualities? Do I have what I'm looking for in an individual? Do I have those qualities? You have to examine yourself, because a lot of times we take things out of context. This woman, she ain't about it. This girl, she ain't there. She ain't too young, or she's too old, or she's this or she's that. Vice versa. Women are saying, man, he think they're all of that. They're this and they're that. They want too much. They won't do this and that. But are those qualities and what you're looking for, is it in you? So you have to examine yourself. I truly believe that if you ask God for the type of person that you're looking for, and if you wait in preparation stage, then you will get what you receive. You know, once you're seeking, don't see. Don't see. I did come in on the Chesapeake call when it was saying she heard what the gentleman said, and she was just telling him, don't be looking. She is so right. You know, get yourself together. You know, there's someone out there for everybody. It is, don't settle, women. Men, don't settle. Because there's a special person out there for you. Just don't take whatever comes past. And just
we're going to stop right there. I love you. Thanks for calling in.
Okay.
Thanks for dropping jewels on us tonight.
You're welcome.
And this is worldwide. So, folks, you got it directly from my mama. This is I Don't Know, Robin Stein. You've been in tune to T.M. Hyman Radio Live. Good night, folks.
live talk radio show. TMD, I'm having live talk radio show. TDD, I'm having live talk radio show. Talk radio show. Real talk.